On Acoustic Tuesday, episode number 75, learn about an acoustic guitar pickup that rings as clear as a bell. Listen to an acoustic quintet from Montana whose name will remind you of tailgating, and discover how to discern learning from practicing from rehearsing. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode number 75. This is the show where you're going to learn about acoustic guitar gear, discover acoustic artists, and get inspired to live your very best acoustic life. As with all episodes of Acoustic Tuesday, I'm going to share with you my guitar geek list for the week. And this week, my guitar geek list even contains a special news announcement. So I'm excited to dig in. And you know what? I'm going to just dig right in today. I want to talk about expectations. As a guitar geek, as a guitar player, somebody that's always striving to get better, you know, during our guitar journeys, we always sit down every day hoping that we are or turn out better than we did the day prior, right? That's why we work so hard. That's why we play. That's why we want to have fun. And part of that having fun has to do with managing your expectations. Now, in an ideal world with unicorns and lollipops and rainbows, I'd just say, hey, go ahead and set your expectations aside and have fun every single day with your guitar. And that's what we're all striving for. We want to have the most fun with our guitar as possible, but reality slowly starts to lurk its way in and expectations are there. It's just kind of part of the deal. And I want to offer some tips on how to manage those expectations today. And what I want to talk about is the difference between learning, practicing, and rehearsing. This will actually help you align your expectations. Okay, so here's the deal. When you sit down to play your acoustic guitar, you want to have fun. But I really think it's very important to have an intention set, and with that intention that you set, to have an idea of what the outcome of your practice session will be, your playing session for that matter. So let's talk about the three different stages or the three different mindsets that you can be in. Okay, the first one is learning. Okay, let's define what learning is. And here's the problem with these three terms, learning, practicing, and rehearsing. I think these terms are used interchangeably, but I think the outcomes that each word produces are quite different. Okay, so learning, let's start with learning. Learning is sitting down to learn something that you've never done before. It's the most difficult of the three, in my honest opinion, because you're gonna sound not very good. You're gonna sound like you don't know what you're doing because you're learning something new. And that's the whole point of this particular stage. When you sit down to learn something, you've never done it before. It's something that you hope to add to your acoustic guitar toolkit, and it's something that you hope to incorporate in your day-to-day playing, but you've never done it before, so you're learning something new. You're getting the lay of the land. You're getting the notes under your fingers. Will it be in time? Probably not. Will it sound good? Probably not. Will you feel confident? Probably not, because it's something you've never done before. But this learning stage is so crucial and so very important because it's what allows you to add new tools to your guitar toolkit. Now let's move on to the practice stage or the practice frame of mind. The practice frame of mind is you've already learned something, you've gotten its nuances, you're familiar with it, and practicing is all about muscle memory, developing muscle memory and working it into your fingers so that you can eventually unconsciously do it. Think of the practice part or the practice stage as almost like going to the gym for the acoustic guitar. You're gonna work it out. You're gonna do those repetitions so that you refine that skill that you learned, right? You learned it, that means you don't know how to do it, but you're learning how to do it. You're practicing it, meaning you're refining it. You're starting to develop the nuances and develop this technique in an unconscious fashion, building that muscle memory so you can repeat the new technique. You can repeat it and actually do it every single time, better than the last. Now let's move on to the rehearsal stage. And this is really important because a lot of times we confuse practice and rehearsal. Rehearsal is, you know how to do it. You actually know how to do it consistently, but you're refining it and further developing those nuances. Think of it like this. I think a lot of times we sit down to practice and we end up rehearsing. You know, when you play the same five things over and over again, those things that you know very well. Rehearsal is playing things that you know very well, but developing the nuances, developing the pieces of music to make it better. I like to think of rehearsal like this. You start something at the beginning and you finish it at the end. And the whole point of rehearsal is to play it through, right? To really refine the musical piece or the lick or whatever you're working on in a way that allows you to feel confident, almost that you can play it unconsciously and play it with such confidence that you can mess around with dynamics. So think of a higher volume or lower volume. Rehearsal is all about playing what you know and making it better. So there's a difference between learning, practicing, and rehearsing. And the reason I wanted to take a second and do this is because we get so caught up with, I wanna get better, I wanna get better, I wanna get better, but we never actually set an intention before our practice session to decide what we're doing. It's so very important. In fact, setting an intention is one of the guiding philosophies in Tony's Acoustic Challenge. We encourage all of our members, before they sit down to practice, to set an intention. Because this way, at the end of your practice session, you could say, you know what? Man, I nailed it. I focused my efforts on that intention, and I got something out of my practice session. So if you dig this philosophy, if this philosophy is something that resonates with you, I really think Tony's Acoustic Challenge will be a perfect fit for you. In fact, I encourage you to check it out. Go to tonysacousticchallenge.com. Go ahead and read about the program and learn about how it can help take your playing to the next level. And if it resonates with you, I want you to request your invite today. It's an acoustic guitar program like you've never seen before, and I highly, highly encourage you to check it out. All right, moving along down the Guitar Geek list today, I want to dive into Guitar Geek trivia, but first, the man behind the scenes here, pressing the buttons, adjusting the levels, doing all sorts of things and stuff. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the first.
No crowd applause today, Tony.
Nothing?
But that's okay, because I have the internal crowd applause going.
Oh.
Constantly.
That's good. Is that why you can't hear me sometimes when I say things?
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, it's the voices.
That must be it, yeah.
It's the voices.
How are you doing today?
Man, I am fantastic.
Good.
Ending up Friday with a isolated deprivation tank pod float based on your recommendation. Man, also finished David Goggins' new book, You Can't Hurt Me. I mean, I'm pretty pumped.
Wow.
Right now. I'm ready to conquer.
You're on a tear.
Anything in life at this point.
For the viewers, can you please give context to your, I think you've used some terminology that isn't really thrown around on a day-to-day basis, a deprivation isolation pod. Can you just expand on that a little bit?
Sure. Well, I know Bozeman may seem kind of like backwoodsy kind of a little bit, but we have an establishment where you can go and you can float in 1,200 pounds of magnesium sulfate?
I believe that's correct.
Is that what it is? Yeah. And you're in a dark room.
Commonly known as Epsom salts.
Right, yeah. but better. And you get to float for an hour in this isolated pod where you're floating in the water. You can choose to have lights on or off. You can choose to have music on or off. And what an experience. That's all I could say. It was a new experience. And
that's awesome.
It was amazing.
That's very cool.
Now I'm ready. Now you had, just real quick.
Yeah.
You had a new experience yourself.
I did. So 2 weeks ago, I did the deprivation tank, the sensory deprivation tank. And then I came in and raved about it. So both Levi and Noah went last week. But while those guys were floating last week, I went and had cryotherapy. So you stand.
Where you cried?
I cried for 3 minutes strong. no, cryotherapy. So you stand in this tank and they fill it with basically liquid nitrogen, a gas, not actual liquid. And I went for 3 minutes at minus 306 degrees and it was quite the experience. It was pretty amazing. So Bozeman is far less backwoodsy than you'd expect.
That is true.
Yeah, we should be working for the Bozeman Department of Tourism right now. See all these cool new wave things Bozeman has to offer? Come on and visit.
Yeah, forget fishing and mountain climbing.
Yeah.
Now it's pod floating and cryo freezing.
Yeah, I mean, forget those blue ribbon trout streams or whatever. No. All right, moving on. Noah, I want to hit our Guitar Geek trivia.
Let's do it.
All right. So this is your Guitar Geek trivia question for the day. In what year was the Guild Guitar Company founded? Was it A, 1947, B, 1950, C, 1952, or D, 1961? Go ahead and ponder that, and at the end of the show, I'll be sure to give you the answer. Now, we've got a lot in store on the Guitar Geek List today, but it was funny, as Noah and I were prepping for today's show, we were going through the learning versus practicing versus rehearsing, and I started talking about it, and I said, Noah, are you tracking? Because I feel like I'm saying the same thing over and over again. And he's like, no, I think this is good stuff. So I was happy. Thanks for the encouragement is basically what I was wanting to say there.
You're welcome. I was able to take what you said and then say it back to you.
Yes.
And so it was a success.
I was happy about that. And please let us know in the comments below what you think about that. Maybe you've never thought about what you're doing when you go to sit down and play for the day, whether you're learning, practicing, or rehearsing. And hopefully that shed some light on that for you. So please let us know in the comments below. We'd love to know how you guys like these lessons at the beginning of the show. We're trying to incorporate a lesson at the beginning of every show, and so far the response has been great, but I, of course, want to check in with you all to see if you guys are still digging it. So let us know in the comments. Now, quick special announcement. This is my special news announcement. I feel very current and with the times. Back on Acoustic Tuesday, episode 69, we featured singer-songwriter Emily Barnes from Colorado. And I was just surfing around the internet on the weekend, as I do. You know, I get tired surfing so much internet. And I found out she has a new album coming out entitled Rare Birds, and she's currently doing a Kickstarter that ends Monday, February 11th at 9 a.m. So you have a chance to actually be a part of this album that she is creating. Again, it's entitled Rare Birds, and just in surfing, I found the Kickstarter video that she did, so I want to share that with you all so you can hear from Emily and find out about her new album.
Hi guys, I'm Emily Barnes, and I'm a singer-songwriter. I spent the past 4 years traveling all over the country, writing and performing songs in big cities and small towns, which prompted me to make the decision of leaving my teeny tiny town of Johnsonburg, New Jersey, to head to Denver, Colorado. Every time it breaks, it takes a little bit longer to put the pieces back in place. Through that process of writing all of these songs, I compiled a batch of tunes that were just really special to me. So I flew down to Texas, Denton, Texas, where I worked with Andrew Delaney and Michael Briggs of Civil Audio Engineering. Every time it pours, it takes a little bit longer to see the blue. To spend 3 days recording my newest record in studio, Rare Birds, from start to finish. Andrew was able to snag some just, oh my gosh, incredible musicians, Scott Davis and Falcon Valdez, who just put their all into these songs to make what I heard in my head come to be a reality. So somehow we were able to get almost all of the tracking done in just these 3 short studio days. And then Andrew took the time on his own to get a couple other musicians to finish the final parts and final stages. And I couldn't be happier with the way they turned out. After all of these years of playing and writing, it's been 9 years since I wrote my first song. I've met so many wonderful people that I'm just so grateful for that give me this opportunity to keep doing what I love every day. So I really want you to be a part of getting Rare Birds across the finish line. We're looking to raise $10,000 or more and through pre-sales of Rare Birds. We have some awesome rewards. Handmade things. We have vinyl records for the first time, which I'm super thrilled about. I never thought I'd have my album on vinyl before. So if you're looking for more than just a CD, when you become a part of this project, there's definitely something for you. I know a good thing when I see it. I
don't wanna go unless you can. It's always awesome when you're able to help out an artist fulfill their journey and make amazing music, and especially when they're part of the Acoustic Tuesday family. So we wish Emily the best of luck with her Kickstarter. And of course, if you want to participate in that, please just go to acousticlife.tv/AT75 and you'll be able to click through to her Kickstarter campaign. Or if you're on Kickstarter, just go ahead and search Emily Barnes and that'll pop right up. And you have until Monday, February 11th at 9 a.m. to contribute to that. There's a lot of of cool, I want to call them prizes, but they're not prizes. They call them rewards. But essentially, you can pre-order the album, and having it out on vinyl has really perked my ears up. So make sure to check that out. All right. Next up on my list is a... This band is a local band, and there's actually a story with this band that I wish to share to give it a little bit of context. I've been wanting to feature this band for some time, but wanted to pick the perfect time, and I realized there is no perfect time, so they just ended up on this episode. This particular band I've been around and have been listening to literally from their start. I used to play in a bluegrass band here in town called the Bridger Creek Boys. They're still going strong here in Bozeman. In fact, any of you that are ever visiting Bozeman, I do sound like the Bozeman visitor, visitor concierge. But if you're ever in Bozeman, check out the Bridger Creek Boys. They play usually every Monday or Thursday night here in town, and just a fantastic band, great bunch of guys. But while I was playing with that band, we had a gig in Missoula at the Top Hat, and we opened up for this band that I'm about to share with you, and it was a miserable experience, completely miserable. The music was awesome, the people were amazing. I had pneumonia and I was sicker than a dog, but I decided, you know what, I gotta play. The show must go on, right?
Wow.
So I play this gig, and I had a chance to open for this band. Great bunch of guys, phenomenal musicians, and just super wonderful human beings, bottom line. And even though I felt crummy, I still enjoyed myself to the degree that I could. What band am I talking about? I'm talking about the Little Smokies. They started back in 2009-ish. They've gone through a couple personnel changes, but they're going strong and making incredible, incredible bluegrass music. I want to call it bluegrass music, but it's really, it's just great music with bluegrass influences. I'll say that. So before I divulge more about the band, let's actually listen to the band so you can hear who I'm talking about. Here's their tune, California.
Two, three. California, still holding your head. Farmlands and fruit stands and cows by the sea. Highway 1 curves round like the fingers of a tree. California, still holding your hand.
That is by far one of my favorite songs from the Little Smokies. And what I love about this band, I mean, you heard it there a little bit, but their arrangements are, I would call them fairly intricate when the fiddle and the dobro match the melody line, and they have these cool little hooks between that and the vocal harmonies, and just the overall expertise on each of their chosen instruments. They're amazing to listen to. In fact, Noah and I were listening to them, and I'm like, it's kind of like if the Beatles were in a bluegrass band. Now, I don't mean that they are the Beatles. I just feel like their orchestration, the production in the actual album is I think, very Beatlesque. In fact, some of the harmonies and some of the, like, the oohs and ahs behind some of the tunes just reminds me of the Beatles. So who are the Little Smokies? Well, the Little Smokies are made up of, I wrote all this down because there's quite a few of them. Well, there's five of them. Quintet, five folks. Scott Parker on bass, Jake Simpson on fiddle, Matt Rieger on guitar, Matt Cornett on banjo, and Andy Dunnigan on dobro. Andy and I are we're dobro players here in Montana, so we're like, this is a kind of a close-knit community. So I've followed the Little Smokies and Andy's career for a while, and just wish them all the luck and really want you all to check them out. They've got two albums out. Their original album, their self-titled album, was released in 2013 after a super successful Kickstarter. And then they just released Changing Shades in 2017. And I think Changing Shades really shows that orchestration and that production in its best light. I can't say enough good things about these guys, again, as humans or as musicians. They're just fantastic. So please check out the Little Smokies. To learn more about them, go to acousticlife.tv/AT75. You'll be able to see more performances, buy the albums, check out their tour dates, all the good stuff, everything that you need to know. All right, moving on. Noah, I know it's time for Small Wins because it says so on my checklist.
Awesome.
So I think we should just dig in.
Sound good? All right. Okay. Small wins from Acoustic Tuesday viewers abroad and maybe here. We get some from time to time from Montana as well. Okay. First small win comes from Dave E. Says, small win, last year at Christmas, I went to visit... Okay, so when he says like last year, I think what he's referring to is 2017 Christmas.
Okay, okay.
So last Christmas, I went to visit my daughter and granddaughter and gave my 13-year-old granddaughter a Taylor Big Baby and paid for a year's worth of lessons and promised her, if she tried hard and proved to me that she really wanted to learn, that I would buy her a Martin DRS2 next year. Well, when I came back this year... and I guess this is the 2018-2019 now. Yeah. And she more than met my expectations. She was playing almost as good as me, and we sat there for over an hour and played before her mom told us to stop. Now I'm on the hook for a new Martin, and I'm glad to do it.
That is awesome. Congratulations. There's a lot of good wins in there. New guitars, jam jam. I mean, that's good stuff. I love it.
Next one comes from Vicky S. Small win. New Voyage Air guitar.
Nice.
As seen on Shark TV. They signed a contract with Fender, so I bought one. It's a travel guitar that folds in half.
Yeah, I've seen those. Those are really cool. Those are actually really slick.
And the last small win for today comes from Pedro M. Says, small wins. Last week, I played for the first time in front of my best friend and her boyfriend. They are both musicians, singer and bass in a band, so it was quite scary at first for a noob like me, but it worked well, and she even sang along a little, which was an amazing experience.
That's so rad. Congratulations. That's awesome. That's great to hear.
Yeah. And there's our small wins for today, Tony.
Well, thank you, Noah, and thank you for everyone that submits small wins. If you have a small win that you want to share, please do so in the comments below, hashtag small win, and go ahead and describe that small win. It could be singing for the first time in front of your friends. It could be going to an awesome show. It could be getting a brand new guitar. It could be a fam jam. Whatever the case may be, we want to know. We need to celebrate that positivity and develop that positive momentum in all of our guitar journeys. So please share those small wins in the comments below. Now, moving on. Well, maybe I should mention, can I mention a small win?
Please.
It's kind of a mention of a small win, but it also allows me to excuse myself from being a complete mental disaster today.
Okay.
Last night, the Fatties, my hockey team, we had a game. We won. It was a great win. And but it was a late, you know, men's league games tend to be pretty late. So our game started at 10:30. I didn't leave the rink until about 1:30. Well, there was celebration afterwards, of course. But, man, I'm tired today, and I'm feeling a little scrambled. Old commercial, this is your brain on, this is your brain, it's an egg.
Yeah,
I
remember.
This is your brain on drugs.
Yep.
This is my brain on men's league hockey.
Johnny Depp, I remember he did one of those.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
Well, that's why I'm here, Tony. If I find you rambling or scrambling, I will get you back on track.
Well, I appreciate that because the wheels can and do often come off. So I appreciate the...
So speaking of getting back on track.
Yeah.
Should I get
back on track?
Yeah, please.
Okay, this is a small win too. So a couple weekends ago, I was surfing the internet. I feel like all I do is surf the internet. As guitar geeks do, we go online and we find pictures of guitars. And sometimes they lead us down a rabbit hole. And this was a very fruitful rabbit hole. In fact, I was online, I was checking out guitars, and this backwood picture came up, and I was like, whoa, I've never seen this type of tonewood before, and it was striking. I'm talking holographic. I'm talking, it looked like 3D. I was stunned, and I couldn't figure out what the hell it was. So upon further research, it led me to a new luthier that I had never heard of before either. This luthier is from New Zealand, and he is named L.J. Williams, Laurie Williams. He's been building since 1993, and he's been building in New Zealand in a place called, I'm going to try my best here, Paranui Valley in New Zealand. And the cool thing about Laurie is that he uses tonewoods native to New Zealand. And they're tonewoods that I've never heard before, but they are strikingly gorgeous, both in the visual sense, but also in the tonal sense as well. He uses woods like, for the back and sides, ancient kauri, and terreri. Hopefully I said either of those kind of close. But that terreri is kind of like a rosewood, and the ancient kauri is that 3D, almost wave-like pattern. For the next, he uses a wood called totara. Hopefully I said that right. A lot of this is like a grammatical gymnastics or enunciation gymnastics here. For the tops, he's using two woods that I had never heard of before, Paranui Sinker and Wangarara Kauri. They look like a variety of spruce, but again, native to New Zealand. And his instruments are beautiful. These tone woods are striking, and they produce fantastic tone. So I had to hear these instruments. I've never had a chance to hold one or play one, but I found some great demos. One, in fact, by Lance Allen from the Guitar Gallery. He's playing a L.J. Williams, I believe it's a Kiwi guitar, and you'll get to hear how awesome these sound and how amazing they look. So let's have a listen to Lance playing one of L.J. Williams' guitars. Can see what I see in these instruments and hear what I hear. Can you hear what I hear? Yeah, thanks. Yeah. I was just shaking that. Really, they're beautiful. They're beautiful, both in aesthetics and tone. And if you go on Laurie's site, you can get there through acousticlife.tv/AT75. There are so many cool videos that he has. I mean, he is so in touch with these tonewoods, from salvaging them to splitting them to quartering them. I mean, it's really amazing stuff, and he documents a lot of it on his website. So please check that out. And also, I would also recommend looking at the gallery on his website, because if you think these tonewoods are stunning, you've only seen just a small sample. There are so many pictures on his site that will just knock your socks off. I mean, I'm talking in a major way. So again, those are L.J. Williams guitars, built out of New Zealand. Make sure to check them out. You can visit acousticlife.tv/AT75 to learn more. All right, Noah, moving on. Let's ask these fine viewers what they think of the show so far. So please, in the comments below, let us know what you think about the show. Let us know if there's something we need to discover. Let us know if there's something you discovered today. And while you're leaving that comment, make sure to include where you're tuning in from. We love to see where the guitar geeks that unite on Tuesday come from. And more importantly, please ask yourself this question. Have I subscribed to the Acoustic Life YouTube channel? Because if you have not, it's super easy, and I want you to do it right now. Click that red subscribe button. Don't forget to click that little gray bell. That'll give you a notification of each and every new video that goes out. Noah, speaking of the viewers.
Tony.
Let's hear from our fine viewers.
All right. Well, not only do I have some comments for you today, but I'm not going to make you bring it up. We actually have a nice little handful of You Know Your Guitar Geek wins.
Fantastic. You mean I can just kick back and just listen and absorb?
Yep, I'll take it from here.
All right.
Okay.
Away you go.
Away I go. Okay, so comments and shout-outs. First one goes to Julie, and actually, that's the moniker, Julie B-Man, but this is Rick, and he's from Dallas, and he just says, I really like the show.
Awesome. Thanks for watching, Rick.
And Don, hey, guys, thanks again for a great show. Caught up to this Thursday night from Boston, Massachusetts. Keep up the good work.
Nice.
or he got caught up on a Thursday night.
I see.
From Boston, Massachusetts. Next one comes from Pamela D. Like every week, I like every week. Love show 72 as well. The finger picking class and the whole show. Thanks, Tony and Noah. I really do love the show. Makes me crack up a lot. Lots of fun time and good people. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks for watching.
I don't know why she'd be cracking up so much.
Well, I'd like to think it's because we are kind of funny, but it could be just our general struggles.
That was very probably accurate and deep.
I mean, this is just an hour glimpse into us struggling. Just imagine us day to day. Rough deal.
Okay, I'm just going to continue
on. It's a good thing we have each other, Noah.
Yeah. All right, next comment comes from JS. He says, all the best from Nassau, Bahamas.
Cool.
Love the show. Another one down. Keep them coming.
All right.
And now this next one is a combination. This is going to be the comment into the segue into You Know Your Guitar Geek When, okay?
I like it.
All right. And this one comes from Scott H. And he says, another great show, guys. Hey, Tony, you wondered about a connection between your French ancestry? Well, you know the most famous kings of France, including Louis the 16th, the guy who had his head chopped off in the French Revolution?
Ooh, yeah.
He was a Bourbon king.
Oh.
That is, his family name was Bourbon.
Oh.
And then he says, Noah, pronounce it Bourbon. Bourbon.
Are you using the Antoine Dufour French lessons?
I was.
That you just got?
Yes. When I was reading this earlier, I actually went there first to try to get into it. Totally.
When Antoine was here last year for the Acoustic Life Festival, Antoine's an amazing fingerstyle player, but we had a chance to really get to know him. And backstage, we were just goofing around. I think it was at the end of the festival. And we were just hitting Antoine with all these words like, how do you say this in French? How do you say this in French? And Noah's like, how do you say Bob in French?
I know. I thought it was so funny.
Yeah. And Antoine's like, Bob. And it just, laughter for at least 10 minutes.
Yeah. And then as if I didn't think that I was clever enough asking him about Bob, then I was like, what about Gus?
Yeah.
You know? And we didn't even let him talk at that point. At that point, you and I was just going for it. Like,
yeah.
Gus.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. Okay,
that
now
was an awesome moment.
So Scott, then he goes into You Know Your Guitar Geek When.
Oh, okay.
And he says, by the way, You Know Your Guitar Geek When, you find yourself wondering, being thoughtful about the relationships of your instruments.
Hmm.
In their nearby cluster of guitar stands, is the 1941-017 a kind grandmotherly type? Or does she lord it over the SWOMGT? I imagine the 1993 Bourgeois OM floats above the fray, but who knows? And he says, so, guitar geek or # am I a guitar lunatic?
Okay. That's actually funny, just imagining the personality of your guitar.
Yeah.
Like you know, you have a vintage guitar. What are you kids doing? Get out of my lawn. That's awesome.
Okay.
These kids, they don't even worry about humidity these days. Sorry.
Nope. Okay.
Back when I was a kid.
I got a few more of these now, if that's
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, so You Know Your Guitar Geek When. This one comes from Dom T, and he says, you know you're a guitar geek when you have so many guitars that when you buy a new guitar for your wife for Christmas and you hide it in plain view for weeks by just mixing in the case among the other cases in your studio, she walks past it a few times a day and never notices it. And on Christmas Day, you lead her back into the room and then she notices a case with a huge bow on it. Ta-da!
That's awesome. Guitar geek surprise. I love it. Nice work, Dom. Very nice work.
Okay. I'm going to stay focused.
I'm still in it.
So this next one comes. We'll keep going. This next one comes from Josh F. You know you're a guitar geek when you flip the couch cushion for some pocket change, and instead you find about a dozen picks and three capos. Side note: I finally found my shub.
Nice, good work.
And our third one, or fourth one, technically, comes from Ben K. He says, Tony, you mentioned Enrico, a viewer with multiple guitar caches around, you know, the country at families, or whatever. He says, made me think, maybe I'm a guitar geek too. So, you know you're a guitar geek when you have multiple sets of in-laws. I'm a typical 60s kid with divorced parents, yada yada. And you've got at least one guitar in each of their homes, in addition to multiple guitars in your own home.
Fantastic. Got a plan. Got a plan for those visits.
And I think we would all agree that those were all guitar geeks.
Absolutely. Absolutely, for sure. Well, thank you, Noah. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And thank you for staying the course.
Yes.
Because that could have been, we could have really went off on a tangent there.
It's hard. Yeah. And that'd be part of the problem if somebody was hanging out with us here in the office. It can be hard to stay focused.
It's very true. Well, thank you, Noah. And thank you for submitting the You Know Your Guitar Geek When. And also just your comments. We love hearing from you all. So please, again, like I mentioned, leave your comments down below. And also, if you want to finish that phrase, You Know Your Guitar Geek When, please do so in the comments. We love hearing from you all, and it can usually lead to derailing us. So whoever derails us the best, well, you win. I don't know what you win, but you win. And please, one more item of business. Please share this show with your guitar geek friends. Maybe it's your favorite salesperson at your local guitar shop. Maybe it's your guitar teacher. Maybe it's just a jam buddy that you have. Please share this show with them. We want to unite as many guitar geeks on Tuesdays as possible. So make sure to let them know about the Acoustic Tuesday show. All right. Moving on, I'm pretty happy to say that we have a guitarsonal to share, but we only have one guitarsonal to share. There's a drought going on. I don't know what happened.
I know.
But we need guitarsonals real bad. So calling all guitar geeks, you need to get yourself a guitarsonal shirt. You need to take a picture amongst all your guitars, and you need to submit it at acousticlife.tv. More on that in a second, but first, let's have a look at Dave K's guitarsonal. Dave K is from Overland Park, Kansas, and Dave K, I think we can say he's a Taylor fan. I think that's safe to say. In Dave K's guitarsonal, he has a Taylor 814 CE, a Taylor solid body electric, a La Valenciana, which this is a cool story. It was bought in Mexico City for his 13th birthday. Then followed up a Taylor 812, a Fender Player Series Strat, and last but certainly not least, a Taylor K14 CE. So thank you, Dave, for sharing your guitarsonal with us. And of course, if you want to share your guitarsonal, in fact, I want you to share your guitarsonal. You got to do three simple things. Get yourself a guitarsonal shirt. There's a link right beneath this YouTube video. Go ahead and put that guitarsonal shirt on, take a picture amongst all of your guitars, and then submit that guitarsonal at acousticlife.tv. When you type that into your browser, you'll go to the website. There's a submit link in the top menu. Go ahead and click that, and you can submit your picture and description of your guitarsonal. One of the things I noticed when I describe a guitarsonal, Noah, is all of a sudden it's like we. Like, as guitar geeks collectively, we own these instruments.
Well, I was just thinking of that. And I was thinking of an answer already. Mm. And in a way, because it's connected to the show and connected to you, you're like, or we are like surrogate guitar owners.
Right.
And so I think we could consider all the guitarsonals that have been shared also a part of our own guitarsonal.
Right. So, I mean, just think, this guitar geek community, we've got some killer instruments.
Heck yeah, we do.
I mean, it's good job, us.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. So when I ordered my custom Bourgeois, I received it a couple of weeks ago, but when I initially ordered it, I ordered a pickup in it, and I had never played through this pickup system ever, but I had heard it. I heard it on Matt's custom Bourgeois, Matt from Eddie's Guitars in St. Louis. He came out to the Acoustic Life Festival last year. He brought his custom fingerstyle Bourgeois guitar and plugged it in. And I was like, wow, that pickup sounds so clear. It sounds so concise. It sounds so transparent. It was like the acoustic guitar, but just louder. There wasn't any extra. It was just a beautiful, pure sounding pickup. And when I was ordering my custom Bourgeois, I thought, I really like that pickup. And I'm not one to order things without trying them out first. That's kind of it just goes against the grain for me. But I thought, you know, if Matt chose it, must be good. I heard it sounded good. I think this will be a good match for me. Well, I did order it. And this pickup system, it's the LR Bags Lyric system. And it's I would say it's less of a pickup and more of a microphone, because it's an actual microphone that sits on the bridge plate of the top of the guitar. It's got a 3 millimeter diaphragm or something. Maybe that measurement is wrong, or maybe it sits 3 millimeters away from the soundboard. I can't remember. It's a tiny diaphragm. It sits right on the bridge plate, and it produces beautiful, beautiful tone. And what I love about this particular pickup system, this mic system, it uses this true mic technology, which allows you, you can play it aggressively. It'll still give you good tone. It doesn't get all weird or wonky. It doesn't pick up body noise in the sense that you would think a microphone inside a guitar would. Now, with that said, I'll show you what I'm talking about here in a second. It picks up body sound, but it doesn't sound weird. When I think of putting a microphone inside an acoustic guitar, I think of it just sounding almost bizarre. But this doesn't sound bizarre at all. It sounds so pure and so beautiful. And one of the other things that scares me about microphone pickups in particular inside an acoustic guitar body is feedback. As soon as I was learning about this pickup, I thought, oh gosh, did I make the right choice? I didn't try this pickup out at high volume. I didn't hear it at high volume. Is this going to be good for me? Well, it's super feedback resistant, and I am blown away by its tone. So the LR Bag Lyric pickup is it's gorgeous too, for a couple reasons I'll mention here in a second. But what I love about this pickup is, as I mentioned before, is just it's pure tone. It sounds so full and rich, and it doesn't really sound quacky at all. Just so balanced and so beautiful. And in terms of body noises, if you're a percussive type player, it actually picks up body noises in a very a direct manner. You don't get a lot of extra, like there's no extra ring. So you get a really pure sound. Something that I think the engineers behind this LR Bags Lyric pickup did a wonderful job of thinking of all the possibilities and making it kind of a jack of all trades. It's a beautiful pickup system, both in tone and in looks. And I know this sounds kind of superficial, but the fact that they use a faux tortoise shell to finish off the pickup element itself, as well as that control inside the sound hole, I think it was just a great, elegant touch. So you've heard it here. Now, I don't know if this microphone's gonna pick up the pickup as well as I want you to hear it. So before we actually hear a great performance, let's listen to Ricky Skaggs and his thoughts on the LR Bags Lyric pickup.
Well, I've been test driving the Lyric for about 4 months now, you know, and in every environment, at a church, at a little club, a casino. I've played it with symphonies now. I've played it, you know, everywhere I can really play it. In every environment that I've been in, it's been great. No feedback, plenty of volume. My sound man has been very, very happy with it. Moving around all over the stage, my sound doesn't change. I don't have to depend on standing in front of a mic. I love it. It's really worked for me, and I think it could work for anybody out there. As bluegrass players, we are very critical of our instruments. Get a great instrument. Get something that really, really sounds awesome, and then amplify that. This Lyric is the best I've found so far.
I would say that it's always great to know that an acoustic guitar icon, an acoustic music icon, supports a pickup in the way that Ricky does in that video. It's cool to hear his thoughts about it and how, you know, here's a guy that plays on all these big stages with tons. I mean, if you've ever seen Ricky Skaggs in Kentucky Thunder, there's tons of instrumentation around him. I feel like there's 10 folks in that band. But to hear his accolades or his high praise of the LR Bags Lyric pickup is pretty awesome. But I also want you to hear the pickup in action. Now, I did a little demo here, but I don't know if this microphone picked it up very well. I want you to hear this video that LR Bags put out with Sierra Hall and Justin Moses. Now, Sierra has the LR Bags Lyric pickup installed in a vintage Martin D18, and I think it very accurately and beautifully represents the sound of that guitar. So let's listen to a snippet of that.
I'll tell you again, and maybe you'll believe me the second time. I told you to leave, cause darling, this time you've crossed the line. Over and over again, we played the same old game. And I don't think that I can bear much more pain, but I'll be fine, so fine. I'll be fine, so fine in time.
Pretty amazing artist and a great sounding pickup as well. So hopefully that gives you a sense of the pickup itself. I want to encourage everybody to try out these pickups. I'm really blown away. Again, I ordered this based on just hearing it one time, and I've been floored with the results. Been very, very happy with it, and I think it's a wonderful option that we as acoustic guitar players have. So if your local store carries LR Bags and they have one of those installed, make sure to check it out. I think you'll be blown away as well. To learn more about the pickup, go to acousticlife.tv/AT75. And if you so choose to want to check out the pickup and actually install it on one of your guitars or get it installed on one of your guitars, there's a link at acousticlife.tv that you can use to purchase that pickup. And if you use that link, that's an Amazon affiliate link, meaning we get a percentage of those sales. We go ahead and once we get that percentage of the sales, we pass that percentage directly on to Guitars for Vets as a donation on behalf of all the guitar geeks that watch Acoustic Tuesday. So if you're thinking about buying that pickup, I would like to strongly urge you to purchase it through acousticlife.tv. All right, that pretty much puts episode 75 in the books, Noah. I think we've done pretty good.
Feels good.
Let's just quickly review the Guitar Geek trivia question.
All right.
Here's that question for review, and I'll give you that answer. In what year was the Guild Guitar Company founded? Was it A, 1947, B, 1950, C, 1952, or D, 1961? Well, if you answered C, 1952, you're absolutely correct. Now, there's some interesting acoustic guitar lore contained in this answer. The Guild Guitar Company was founded in 1952 by Alfred Drange, a guitarist and music store owner, and George Mann, a former executive with the Epiphone Guitar Company. The first Guild workshop was located in Manhattan, New York, where Drange, who soon took over full ownership of the company, focused on electric and acoustic archtop jazz guitars. Much of the initial workforce consisted of former Epiphone workers who lost their jobs following their 1951 strike and the subsequent relocation of the company from Queens to Philadelphia. Pretty fascinating stuff. Stuff that I never knew. I was like, whoa, I didn't know that there was a strike at Epiphone and that some of those workers went and worked for Guild. It's crazy how it's all connected. Anyways, that's an interesting piece of acoustic guitar history. And speaking of history, episode 75 is now in the history books, as they say. Wow. We can go ahead and turn that page. We can close that chapter. But before we do that, let's take a sneak peek into next week to see what's going to happen next week on Acoustic Tuesday. Next week on Acoustic Tuesday, a Christmas gift that I purchased for Whitney that I happen to be reaping major benefits from. And you'll be surprised to figure out what it is. You're going to hear a Blue Ribbon Dynamic Acoustic Duo, and you're going to get the scoop on an artful capo on the cutting edge of technology that you could even take camping if you want to. Thanks for that, Noah.
You're welcome.
So make sure to catch Acoustic Tuesday every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. You can catch it, of course, on YouTube and in between Tuesdays if you're thinking, man, I need my fix of acoustic awesomeness. Please visit acousticlife.tv. There is so much there for you to check out between bonus performances, bonus footage, extra reviews, you name it, it's all there. Make sure to find that at acousticlife.tv. Thank you so much for joining us today. Noah thanks you. I thank you. All the fellow guitar geeks thank one another. It's just a big pot of thanks, and I'm so pumped to be a part of it. Thank you all for your time today, and we can't wait to see you next Tuesday on Acoustic Tuesday. Cheers to you guys. Guitar Geeks Unite.